Task 2. Making notes. Questions 7 to 15. You're going to hear a radio programme about Mr. Hemingway's visit to the Golden Eagle pub in the 1960s. Look at the notes. The notes contain 9 gaps. You have 1 minute to read the notes. Now listen to the speaker and fill in the gaps with a maximum of 3 words. Do not write more than 3 words in 1 gap. You will hear the recording twice.
Good evening, Mr. Hemingway. Can you tell us something about your Saturday night visits to the Golden Eagle pub in the 1960s?
Well, yes, of course. I'm thinking back over 40 years now, but the memories are quite clear. Back in those days, I worked as a supervisor in the old shoe factory which closed down, let me see now, 10 years ago. In fact, in the 1960s, the Hart Shoe Factory and the Kenning Ice Cream Factory, also closed, I'm sad to say, accounted for most of the jobs in the town. Saturday night was the big night down at the Golden Eagle. I'd put on my best suit, and my wife, Elsa, would dress up too. She looked great. We'd walk into the town centre, but if it were raining, we'd always take the trolley bus. The pub was usually already quite full when we arrived. I'd find Elsa somewhere to sit, first of all. There were often a lot of wives there. After that, I'd meet some of the lads from the factory, and I'd buy everybody some of the wheat beer, which was very popular back then. Now, on Saturday nights, Winnie Hemp would come to play the piano. The idea was that the whole pub would sing, but a lot of people, particularly the lads, were reluctant to start singing. What I'd do is get up and sing a couple of solos to loosen up the atmosphere. By the end of the evening, the whole pub would be singing. However, and I have to say this, I'd get cross if drinks were spilled. Now, back in those days, the pub closed at midnight sharp. There were sometimes a few problems on the pavement outside, as some of the lads had drunk a bit too much. I'd call for order and send them off in small groups to the night buses. There was always a police car parked on the other side of the road, observing the situation. Those were the days.
Thank you very much, Mr. Hemingway. Good evening, Mr. Hemingway. Can you tell us something about your Saturday night visits to the Golden Eagle pub in the 1960s?
Well, yes, of course. I'm thinking back over 40 years now, but the memories are quite clear. Back in those days, I worked as a supervisor in the old shoe factory which closed down, let me see now, 10 years ago. In fact, in the 1960s, the Hart Shoe Factory and the Kenning Ice Cream Factory, also closed, I'm sad to say, accounted for most of the jobs in the town. Saturday night was the big night down at the Golden Eagle. I'd put on my best suit, and my wife, Elsa, would dress up too. She looked great. We'd walk into the town centre, but if it were raining, we'd always take the trolley bus. The pub was usually already quite full when we arrived. I'd find Elsa somewhere to sit, first of all. There were often a lot of wives there. After that, I'd meet some of the lads from the factory, and I'd buy everybody some of the wheat beer, which was very popular back then. Now, on Saturday nights, Winnie Hemp would come to play the piano. The idea was that the whole pub would sing, but a lot of people, particularly the lads, were reluctant to start singing. What I'd do is get up and sing a couple of solos to loosen up the atmosphere. By the end of the evening, the whole pub would be singing. However, and I have to say this, I'd get cross if drinks were spilled. Now, back in those days, the pub closed at midnight sharp. There were sometimes a few problems on the pavement outside, as some of the lads had drunk a bit too much. I'd call for order and send them off in small groups to the night buses. There was always a police car parked on the other side of the road, observing the situation. Those were the days.
Thank you very much, Mr. Hemingway.